This little book right here is an awesome help for anybody that really wants to understand energy things, how they work. God Helps Those Who Help Themselves by Hannah Kroeger. She's really a cool lady, by the way. She's the one that she would pray and she'd say, well, the angels told me what to do. And I believe they did, too, some of the things that she did. You talked about metal toxins. There's a whole chapter in here on metals and other poisons as common health ailments. Okay? And she tells you what to do about each one of them. I'm just going to talk about some of them right quick. There's arsenic. There's cadmium. Lead. Mercury. Let me look here. Nickel, I'm sure, is in there. By the way, nickel is the main culprit in breast cancer. Yes. Mm-hmm. All your hydrogenated fats that you see, Crisco, all those hydrogenated fats, that hydrogenation only happens in the presence of nickel. And they heat the oil, they pour it over a nickel grid, and it takes just a teeny little bit of that nickel off of that grid, of course, as you're doing that, and it causes the fats to hydrogenate, to become solids. And nickel build up in the system. Nickel builds up in the left kidney, and as it builds up in the left kidney, it causes breast cancer. It's accumulative, yes. Because the kidneys, the right kidney and left kidney, do two separate functions. We usually think of it as just waste, you know, urine production. The left kidney has to do with bacterial things. The right kidney has to do with more viral type things. And interesting fact is that 65% of all cancers are either viruses themselves or are virally induced. Yes, you were asking. Yes, yes. You can feel it go. Yes, you can. Certainly can. Yeah, just as a really quick thing here, it talks about antidotes here for different things. And let's just look at metallic poisons like aluminum and arsenic, for an example. Squash and strawberries will remove that. Squash. Mm-hmm. But it's simple things. You know, God didn't put all the plants and herbs on this earth for nothing. He had a purpose for each one of them. And we've ignored those purposes so long, we have become very ill as a people because of it. But I just thought I'd mention that.
The blueberries and strawberries are supposed to be very good.
They are very, very good. I don't know if any of you would want to get like a really in-depth book, but if you do, I would recommend this one. It covers reflexology, it covers herbs, it covers all kinds of supplements and things like that for all the different kinds of health problems. Let me just flip over here to one. Yeah, Linda Richter Page is the lady's name. Just trying to find one here that would be really easy for us. Okay, let me just flip over here. This one is on diabetes, okay? One that we all see a lot of. Stabilize blood sugars. She gives you a formula to help stabilize blood sugars. For low blood sugar levels, alpha-lipoic acid. Okay? And she gives you how much you need to take, 600 milligrams daily. ginseng tea. You know, I mean, she just goes down the list of all the things that are necessary. Then she has like nutritional therapy. She says take away sugars and alcohol, fried fatty foods, refined foods, and, you know, goes through all that. And she says high fiber foods are very good. Chromium rich foods are a key. Have the omega-3 flax oil dressings. You know, she just goes down through the list of all of it. And then she goes over here on the other segment is lifestyle or life support therapies that she goes. And she talks about walking, alternating hot and cold therapy to stimulate circulation, deep massage, for an example. Then she has right here, avoid phenylalanine. Okay, what is that? No NutraSweet or aspartame products. You know, diabetics, that's the first thing to do. Take away the sugar and give you a substitute sugar.
Yes.
They are planning to kill you in about 10 years. That's exactly what they're planning to do.
How about stevia?
Stevia is great. Stevia works fine. You know, but and then she gives reflexology points down there at the bottom. So, I mean, it's just a wealth of information in a single book that I find pretty convenient. Once in a while, I dig it out and say, hey, I need a little help with this certain thing. And yeah, no aspartame. That is one of the deadliest poisons out there. Yep, diet pop. Causes brain cancer, brain tumors. Linda Richter Page, you want me to just pass it around? Yeah. That's an older version of it, but they have a new version that's all updated and everything. So, yes. Hannah Kroger.
Where's she from?
It's Boulder, Colorado. Mm-hmm. Anybody that really wishes to look at reflexology in depth, you might want this book. That's really a good one. It's called The Art of Reflexology. The only thing I will tell you is that it's pretty in-depth and it's some pretty heavy reading once in a while because she gets very, or he or whoever it is here, Douglas, Suzanne Ellis. But anyway, that's a very informative. Has some charts inside that, you know, give you some charts, gives you a bunch of different things. Their histories and charts and how meridians and how all that works together. I kind of like this book especially well for the simple reason that they don't just tell you, here, use reflexology. They go through it and they say, here, use it as systems. You have a digestive system problem, then we need to address all the digestive issues that could come up. And I really like that way of doing it, you know, rather than just a don't get out the shotgun and blow a hole in the ceiling type thing. You know, just let's just be specific and get right to the root of the matter. What's the real problem?
How about green tea?
Green tea's good. Very good antioxidant. Most people don't drink enough green tea.
I
had one lady tell me, said, I can't drink green tea. And I said, why not? Because I can't stop. I know this is a great big book. It's pretty thick. But especially for women, you owe it to yourself to read this book. Even if you just take a little piece at a time, Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom by Christiane Northrup. She's a medical doctor that totally changed her lifestyle and everything, and she is totally on point with herbal therapies and all kinds of things that are the right way to do things. It is a real eye-opener as to the disaster of the medical profession. It's a real eye-opener in the fact that society and religion, I'm kind of harping on that today, at large have kind of suppressed and downtrodden women and everything to do with women, to the point where I truly believe that when Christ came here on this earth, he didn't pick a man to be born of. Did he? He picked a woman. It's kind of an interesting thought. The other thing that I will give you a little bit of a clue, who was the first to meet Christ after he rose from the dead? Wasn't Peter or John? Was it? Some of those things, I believe Christ came for one purpose, and that was to restore what had been destroyed by the fall, the curse that was placed on woman. That's the first step. But second of all, I believe he came to restore women to their proper place. That's kind of a big step for a lot of people. But you owe it to yourself, if you're a woman especially, to read that book. It would be awesome. Gives you a different perspective, different feeling. I actually have heard the lady speak. Wow. It's just awesome. She's extremely knowledgeable, but she's very challenging. Very challenging. Just kind of quick thought there on that. We had a couple things that we didn't cover this morning, was the high blood pressure. I'm going to share with you some information on high blood pressure. Most people do not know that high blood pressure is caused by kidney problems. Most people don't know that. And they give you high blood pressure medication, the same kind for heart or for high blood pressure. Same kind of medication. If they had just simply given you blueberry leaves, they would have solved the problem. Because the blueberry leaves would have corrected the kidney problem that caused the high blood pressure in the first place. High blood pressure is primarily caused because the arteries and the blood vessels don't expand and contract correctly, and so you end up with a whole lot of additional pressure in the whole system that you don't need. That just really helps. You know, stress can become a big factor. Hello, there's herbs that will take care of that if you just use them. But so many times it's just easier to grab a pill bottle, isn't it? It's just too easy. We've just fallen clear into the rut, right exactly into the ditch of lies that the medical profession dug for us. And that's where we get stuck. We talked about acid reflux. Who was that had the acid reflux question? Was that you? Okay. With acid reflux, we need to find out, do you have a hiatal hernia? How many of you know what that is? Okay. Do you know what it really is? Okay. Let me just put it this way. Go ahead. Yep. The flap malfunctions. You're exactly right. But along with that, where the diaphragm is, the top part of the stomach comes up through the diaphragm, the very top part of it, and then the esophagus goes on up. What happens is, and it happens with women a lot, because they eat lunch or whatever, and then they go back to work. And what does women's work primarily consist of? Bending over, doing things, you know, picking up the kids, all the things they do. That puts a lot of pressure from the stomach up into that little hiatal, the little top part of the stomach. So what it does is it protrudes it and pushes it up through the diaphragm, and it makes a bulge on the top side of the diaphragm. When that happens, then food can't go through that. That becomes a stricture. And when you eat, it just shuts off. Have you had that experience? You can't swallow. The food that's on the way down doesn't know where to go, and there's only one way for it to go, and that's to come back up. Right? And it's awful. So what we do, if you truly have the hiatal hernia, which from your shaking your head. I'm judging you do. What we do, first of all, is pull that bulb, I call it, back down through the diaphragm. Because there's no way to correct the problem until that's down there where it belongs. Right? Then the acid reflux, like he was saying, the flap in there, we can work on that with the reflexology to get it to close properly. Okay? Because what happens is most of the time, once that bulb has been created, that flap stays open all the time. The pressure is on it. It just stays open. So by using the reflexology to help close the flap and pulling that little bulb down, you can correct the problem. The hiatal hernia problem goes away. The acid reflux goes away. You game to try it? Come on up. Again, this is one of those things we promised we were going to help one another, didn't we? Yeah. Yeah. Let's just have you a seat right up here for a second. Very good. I'm going to work on some spots on her foot. We're going to find out if that little flap is closing or not. The other thing that's really interesting, a high percentage of the people, their esophagus doesn't go down the middle like they think it does. It's off to one side. And it will show up on one foot and won't show up on the other. You got bad erosion in your esophagus.
What?
That's when Ronnie starts laughing, isn't it? Wowie. How long have you had that?
They detected it probably about 6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years? Okay. Tell me, is that one in there really sore?
Oh.
Yeah. That little spot right there tells you that you truly do have a hiatal hernia. Yep. I'm right on the kind of on the side, right underneath that toe bone. Come look. Come look, guys.
Would her shoe hurt if, would her foot hurt if the shoe wasn't right? I mean, would that show up also?
It could. It could. But we usually only see that if they're wearing high heels and walking like that. And then it shows up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because flats, it usually doesn't bother. Yeah. But if you wear the high heels where the toe is bent, then it will show up. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. Yeah. That's, yours is really icky. Whew. Not good. Okay. Let me just see what this one's like. That is pretty sore. When I go down here, what do we got? A little bit?
A little bit.
Hers is not, her esophagus is pretty straight down the middle, okay? It's laying pretty straight down the middle, but the hiatal hernia is really, really ugly. Wow. That's not nice at all. Okay. I'm going to show you how to do that. You know, you can go to a chiropractor, and probably one out of 500 will actually do a hiatal hernia correction. Yeah, correction. The hiatal hernia is right in here. Okay, so I'm gonna go right in there, find the spot. Oh, it's sore too. Okay, and what I need you to do is I'll let you just kind of lean back against my arm. Okay, and then take a big deep breath, and then let it all out. And when she lets it out, I'll pull that hiatal hernia down. There it went. Felt it snap.
I did feel that.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel it snap. You have to press in and down, and it pulls that little bulb right down through the diaphragm. Then the acid reflux goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nope.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You bet. It says, and yes, it hurts, doesn't it? It hurts, but it works. Try swallowing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because I've lately been really having a hard time swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Yeah. And for the first time in a long time, it just like, whoo, right straight in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. I have no doubt. It'll last. Well, a lot of times... Mm-hmm. The other thing that happens a lot of times is people... We overeat, for one thing, and then after we overeat, we still go ahead and do all the things that we usually do. And that puts a lot of pressure on that hiatala, you know, right up in that top part of that stomach. Okay?
So would you be better off several times?
Yeah, you really are. Technically, Ronnie, to be perfectly right, we would eat six small meals a day. That would be perfect. Instead of three big meals. Yeah. I would say absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And that's the one thing that I would really be cautious of for a little while. You know, if you need to get down on their level, bend the knees or drop down to your knees to get on their level. Or have a chair. Exactly. Yeah, you bet. That's awesome relief. It's unbelievable. If you've never had that, it's just.
So what does it feel like when you're swallowing?
It feels like you swallowed a baseball that just came down there and hit, just like.
And now it's got to feed.
And it can't, Ronnie, because that just becomes a stricture. It just completely shuts off. It spasms. It completely shuts off, and the only thing that's left is for it to come back up. Yeah. And at the same time, it just feels like the longer it sits there, the bigger it gets. And it just hurts like everything. Yeah. Now, having said that, there's a lot of people who have esophageal spasms of the esophagus. And they will, for all the world, swear that they're having a heart attack. Hurt, radiating pain, it'll even go down the arm, it'll go up in the neck. It gives you all the symptoms of a heart attack without the heart attack. My dad was having them. And he would just declare that his heart was about ready to quit. And one day, when we were there, I said, "You're not having a heart attack." I said, "Let me see your hand." And so he put his hand out there, and I just reached over and I just took his hand like this, and I said, "Right there, does that hurt?" I went there like that, and Dad just yelped. I mean, he just yelped like a little puppy being kicked. And he said, "Holy," you know, and I said, "Just sit still." And I just kept right on working. Pretty quick he says, "Hey, all that went away." I said, "I have told you 100 times to just work on that spot in your hand to stop that. And you can do that also if that would bother again ever." Yeah. Let's heal that up, that hole in your esophagus. Let's heal that up by using some herbal things. And I'll tell you about some of that. Yeah. Some peppermint really works good. It helps heal it up. Mm-hmm. But you can take that spot right there and press, and you can totally relieve that. Totally relieve that. Do it on both hands. Okay? Man, there isn't anything worse than feeling like you swallowed a softball and it won't go anywhere. What do we lack here? We were waiting. They're still busy. I'm going to give you another. Here, that head alignment thing that we talked about, Edna, with those plates in your head. Always be aware that with that, we need to always make sure that the spine is lined up correctly, you know.
Now you talked about the axis.
Mm-hmm. Two top little vertebrae, atlas and axis, the two top ones there. And they can give you fits. If the second one goes out, first indication is headaches, 90% of the time. If the second vertebrae goes out. First one goes out, watch for problems in your eyes and ears. Dizzy, lightheaded, your balance is not good, you do the sidewalk thing. Yeah. Those are some quick indications that that's what's going on. Did you want to address the emotional thing? Okay. Let's talk about emotional things. There's several things that you need to be aware of with emotional issues. One of them, take into consideration, first of all, with the emotional thing, is it hormones that are causing the problem? Because that can be an issue, can't it? Sometimes to the point where people are... one of my friends, his wife had a hysterectomy, and she turned into an alligator with an attitude. It was ugly. They separated for quite a while, and they're back together, but I'm not sure it's even going to last. I mean, it's unreal. But, and he said to me, he says, what am I going to do? And I said, I don't know what to tell you to do. But if she would take the right medication, you know, the right supplements and things, she could get over it. But she refuses to do that. So, I mean, you can only help people that want to be helped, you know. But there's one side of an issue. The other side of it is a lot of people are carrying around a lot of negative energies and negative emotional things from things that have happened in their past that they never got over. Right? And then I'm going to share something with you. Probably most of us haven't gotten over all of our things in the very best way that we could have. I understand that. But having said that, there are some things that can really, really help with that emotional thing to where you can get on top of it and you can release it and get rid of it so that it's not a problem. And one of the ways to do that is through Young Living, and Janet knows who I'm talking about. They make the essential oils. They have a kit. It's called... Anyway, there are several oils in there in that kit, and they tell you just how to use them. Those oils will actually work to do what years of counseling could never do. I mean, it is incredible what they can do. There's joy, there's inner child, there's... Yes, it is. No, it's not raindrop. It's not raindrop. It's a different set, Janet. But it has...
Isn't there two Youngs?
Well, there were two brothers.
Two brothers.
Young Living is the oils that... Yeah. Dr. Gary Young is the one that has that. But okay. But there's a kit just for that.
Now, it's like a kit for emotions.
Yes, for emotions. It's got forgiveness. It's got, and those are special blended oils that actually go into your system and help you to release that at a cellular level. Okay? And that's really important because every cell, if they can take a piece of a sheep's ear and make a whole sheep from that, that tells you very plainly that every cell carries the pattern of the whole body in that cell. The pattern, negative patterns of those bad energy things has to be released at a cellular level or you don't get it done. Remember, Christ can help you with that. And that's one of the things that you have to do with using these oils, you pray. You ask God to help and direct and guide and support while you're doing it. And I mean, it is unbelievable. I've done it several times. We have a lady that asked me here the other day. She says, I don't have time to do it right now, but she says, I want to set up an appointment to do that here in a few weeks. Because she's feeling that, she says, I still have some things that I didn't quite get taken care of last time, and I want to do it again. It's something that I think you should, that most people should do more than once. You'll have issues that come up to your mind and emotional things that come up to you when you're going through that session that you haven't thought of in 20, 30, 40 years. Yes? It's different. There is a pattern, a certain pattern, but it's more open-ended than the raindrop. In other words, by that I mean there are certain patterns that you use, but then you might use, for instance, you might use forgiveness multiple times. You might use joy more than once in one session. You might use inner child, for an example, is another one. Yes? Directions? Yes. No, it does not. It does not. That, there's some people that use that.
Do you do that?
I don't.
With the chakras?
Mm-mm. I don't at the same time. I could, but I usually don't, just for the simple reason that I want those oils themselves to do a complete job. Okay? If you understand where I'm coming from there. And it would work. You could use the chakras and everything at the same time.
Okay.
You could. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Intuitive guidance from God. You know, like the raindrop, it follows a direct sequence. Because everybody's experiences and emotions are different. Yes.
So you're this is where you're they're laying now.
Yeah.
Excuse me, and you're doing
yes.
Massage. Are they speaking their heart out to you?
They can, but they don't have to.
Okay, so how do you, are they saying something that
sometimes?
Sometimes
not.
Just in
you kind of
thinking,
yeah.
Okay, I need to do this.
Yeah.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they actually give you some of the pressure points and things to use on the ears at that time. Okay? Which we haven't gone into that very much, but there's certain ones that you use on their ears. Yes.
I understand what you're talking about, but couldn't somebody do this by themselves by reading the Bible?
Yes and no. I'm going to say yes from the standpoint that if people would totally open up to Christ, they could. But have you ever found that you tried to hide something from Him? Discovered that in your walk with God? It doesn't work.
Well, you have to, I believe that you have to be totally open.
You do.
Down on your knees.
I agree, Christy.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Begging God for the right answers.
Yeah.
Exactly. And with that, I'm going to tell you right with that, Christy, this is where those oils can become such a help. But let me just go into this for just a second. If you would have walked into the old tabernacle, I'm taking you clear back. If you would have walked into the old tabernacle, what would you have come in contact with first? Do you know?
The
stench of the sacrifices, right? What would have been your second encounter? Yes. You would have faced the laver, which was what? Right? The laver would have been your second thing to contact. What would have been your third? The candlestick would have been the next thing that would have been facing you. You would have seen the candlestick there, right? Yes. What was the one thing that completely pervaded the whole atmosphere of that whole area? The incense. And the incense was made in a very specific way. If you want to get into it, if any of you that are really interested in essential oils should actually dive headfirst into that study, because you'll discover that the incense oil was made from frankincense, myrrh, come on, oil. It was all there. What are those all a type of? The Spirit of God. And cleansing. And purifying. They're all a type of that. I'm going to share with you the fact that that atmosphere that was created by that incense made an attitude spiritually and physically of devotion, worship, and a desire to be clean before God. This, yes. 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 And those oils help you to turn loose of the things that you're hanging on to. The baggage. Oh, it's awesome. You know, it's like I shared with them this morning. You know, you put a drop of frankincense on the bottom of your foot, and in less than a tenth of a second, it's in your brain. Wow. Yes, it does. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And what pulls the emotions up, and it lifts you to a place of devotion and worship that you didn't have before. You know, yes. Frankincense. I mean, you can. I'm just saying that that's, yeah. Frankincense, you can put frankincense on the back of your head there. It's just faster. I mean, you put it here, it's instantly in your brain. I mean, it's just instantaneous because of the distance to show you the but those oils are, any of you have the book, the oils of the Bible? Okay. Do you have the book, The Chemistry of Essential Oils Made Simple by Dr. David Stewart? Wow. If you can wade through that book, it's about that thick. If you can wade through that book, I started into it and I was like, no, I am not getting this. This is just killing me. And I'd read a paragraph and then it's like, no way, I can't. You know, it just was too much. And I finally waded through it, Ronnie, and I got to chapter 5, if I remember right. And he says, right, starts chapter 5, if you have waded through this book and you have followed through this far, you have now gone through a high school, college, postgraduate, and doctorate work in chemistry. And I was like, wow, no wonder I'm struggling. David Stewart. But I thought it just was too much. It's like going to that professor you was talking about. You know, but those oils have the ability to go into every cell of your body and help you to release those things. Does that take away the responsibility of you doing that yourself before God? Absolutely not. But it does help you to do that. It makes you aware, yes. And we really can't give up what we're not aware of, can we?
There's that, or it's, you're aware of it, but you don't want to.
Don't want to deal with it.
You want to hang on to it.
Yes.
When it's easier, let it go.
Yeah.
You think it's easier hanging on.
That's right. But we hang on to it because that's our safety blankie, you know, like a little kid, not realizing that it's nothing, but we don't have anything left but just a little shred. But we hang on to it. Because it's all we know. And the oils do help you to release that. I would highly encourage anybody. Janet, you do a lot with the oils, and he evidently, his wife does too, quite a bit with the oils. Yeah. I highly encourage you, if you have anything that you think might be an emotional problem in your life, I highly encourage you to do it. It's unbelievable, yes. He did. He's absolutely, with his wisdom and in his purposes. You know, none of these things that he has made take the place of himself, but they do help us to serve him better. So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, people wouldn't have, they wouldn't blink if I said, if you take turmeric, it'll help your joints. They're off to the store to buy turmeric for their joints. But when I tell you to use an essential oil to release emotions, then all at once we run into a brick wall, don't we? Right? Somebody say amen, because I know I'm right. But it's hard for us. And partly because we so carefully guard our emotions, because that's who we really are. And we just don't want anybody to see that part of us. And that's the other thing that we usually do. I won't do it for somebody just at random. It's got to be somebody that is open enough, willing enough, and they have to want it for themselves. That's right. And to release those emotional problems, I will tell you honestly, folks, releasing those emotional things that have been, should I say festering? I guess a good way to put that, in our bodies for a long time, to release that, you may find health on the other side of that. I worked on a man years ago, and I finally told him I didn't think I could do anything more to help him. Because most of what he was coming to me for as a physical problem was actually a spiritual problem that he was not willing to correct. Okay? You know, and the other way around can be true too. I've had people that I've worked on and I can't help them because they want to be sick. Their sickness is more important to them than their health. They do. They enjoy being a cripple. Attention can be one thing. They enjoy. Yeah. Some of it's a get even with somebody else. Sometimes it's simply that it's easier to be sick than it is to take the initiative to do the things that you need to do to be well. You know, oftentimes our poor old heads get in the way of our common sense, and they get in the way of our hearts and everything else, don't they? But does that help you out a little bit, Janet, talking about the emotions? The physical side of it, you know, emotions, we see them portrayed in physical ways. But they come from a feeling that can't be touched. You can't get your fingers on it. But that emotion prompted some other things, and it prompted some physical things that can be some big problems. You know, it's just an ongoing circle of things that there's things underneath, there's things, you know, and you just got to work through it. I truly believe that God intended for us to be well in all three aspects. And I know we won't have that happen till we get to heaven. I know that. But body, soul, and spirit, the three aspects of the three pieces of the pie, if you might put it that way. But I do believe he intended for us to have the most of all that he's provided. And how many people are out there, just like the old cow out there on the pasture, She never got any farther than 20 feet from the water tank. And that's all the grass she's been eating, and it's about this tall, and that's all she's getting on. And out beyond that is a whole pasture that's where she could be belly deep in clover, you know. But that's what happens to us too, isn't it? Sometimes to take that step outside the box is a big step. But it's something that we have to do if we're going to be all that we could be for God. Yes?
Okay, so, I spoke that we have, there's a website,
healthyhealing.com.
Mm-hmm. Can you go to buy your books?
Sometimes I go to Amazon. Sometimes at Amazon you can buy them way cheap, yes. Wow. Looky there. He just bought them both for $11.93, he said.
From where?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Where?
Amazon? Is that Amazon.com? Oftentimes Amazon will have books that are slightly used or whatever, and they're cheap. Cheap. Yeah. So, yeah. Astronomical buy there, you know. This one here, I got at a used bookstore. You know, I'm not above, I don't have to have a new one as long as I have the information I need, you know. But, were we supposed to go till 2?
What time?
2 o'clock?
I'm sorry?
2:30? Yes.
I just wanted to bring up the meditation.
Yes.
I also wanted to bring up something about
Sure. Yes.
Freedom and liberty.
Yes.
The love is the emotion, it's an idea.
Yes.
The outward expression of that love is charity, something that you do.
Yes.
Freedom is the idea.
Yes.
The outward expression is liberty.
Yes.
It's you moving.
Yes.
Without hindrance. That's,
yes.
And the same thing with faith.
Yes.
Your belief is the idea. You believe in God, you believe the gospel.
Yes.
That's the idea. The outward expression of that is faith.
Yes. Correct.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's the same thing with these techniques is we believe in God. Now our faith is actually using what He's given us.
Yes.
To achieve what He has for us.
Absolutely.
His good health spiritually.
Yes.
Physically, emotionally.
Absolutely.
All of that, right?
Yes. Absolutely. And I would highly encourage any one of you. Challenge every one of the things you do. Challenge every one of those things through faith in Christ. Every one of them. Because it will make them more effective. We had one lady that claimed she was an atheist. She was a reflexologist. And she just got very, very poor results. I mean, hardly anything happened. And it wasn't that her technique was that bad. But she sat there for half a day at a time watching me do reflexology and just shaking her head, Ronnie. She says, I don't get those kind of results. Well, I wonder why. You leave God out of the equation, you're not going to get those kind of results. But you... And I was perfectly fine with that.
Well, she was in the negative form.
Yes. And in denial of everything that would have moved her forward.
Right.
You know. Christ said,
so
you know.
Now she's still out of gas, right?
She died.
Oh.
She's out of gas, yeah. You're for sure. Yeah. 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 He had the last laugh, didn't he, David? But yeah, it's, I mean, seriously, that... Those are kind of things that you run into on a day-to-day basis, you know, with people that you work with. He wanted me to bring up the issue of meditation. And I want to address that because it is really important. Asian people and Indian people get enlightenment through meditation. That was my question too. But the, yeah, so called. But meditation for them is a way of them becoming quiet enough to where they actually can sense where things are. Okay? I'm going to share something with you, and some of you are going to go, whoa, wait a minute. For us, meditation is probably not even going to be effective. Because most of us of a European descent, most of us get our help from doing. From doing. You know, there's a certain sense in which you find rest in accomplishing something. Right?
Yeah.
I don't have to sit there and think about it for 20 minutes. If I can get it done in an hour, it's much more restful for me to have it done. And afterwards, then I get, shall I say, enlightenment? Wow, that's pretty cool. I got that done. Now I'm on to the next step. The Asian and the Indian find that meditation works for them. Most other peoples, not so much. Yeah. And they get way out there into that.
La La Land.
That's a good way to put it, right? And where most of us want to deal in realities. We're much better at that, aren't we? Just he mentioned meditation, and I know a lot of people, they get into that meditational thing. I'm like, wow, what a waste of time and energy. But anyway, that's for them. But you will find that probably by doing things, you'll probably get more help than just by trying to sit and meditate. Does that make sense? I'm no good at trying to meditate. They wanted us to try that, and 5 minutes into it, I decided, you know what? I got a lot more things to do than to sit here doing this. It just doesn't work.
Yeast infection.
Linda Richter Page, this book here, probably has one of the best Candida yeast, overall yeast infection protocols that I know of. One thing that I will tell you, any of you familiar with the foot detox units where you set your feet in the water and has the little array in the middle? Okay. That helps tremendously. It is really, really good. If you use that in conjunction with Linda's protocol for yeast, we had a lady that was so bad the yeast had broken out all over her body. Her hands were just raw. Her feet were just raw sores. It was up her legs. Her chest was all broken out. It was ugly. I've never seen such a mess. And I got her started on Linda's protocol, and she did the foot detox twice and came right out of it. So that is the best protocol I know of. You think it is? Okay. Yeah. No. That was one through Avacare. Advocare? Is that right? I'm saying that right. They have a herbal cleanse. They have a 7-day cleanse and a... Well, they have another one too. But anyway, that 7-day cleanse, it's an herbal thing. It has an energy or a drink that goes along with it. But anyway, do you remember what that cost, Bobby, offhand? I don't remember right offhand, but that really did work. I mean, how much? $30. It's not real expensive, but it really, really works. And you should be able to find Advocare online, I would think. But that one was probably, that was a very, very effective candida cure. It's actually just called a 7-day cleanse, herbal cleanse, 7-day herbal cleanse. And it really, really worked. Very effective. Acupuncture is very good if it's done by someone who's very effective in using it. Talk to people who have gone to that practitioner. And the reason why I say that is there's a lot of them out there that... Probably not going to damage you, but at the same time, they probably are not going to do you much good if they're not really, really good. My personal experience is that probably the best acupuncture people that I've come in contact with are usually Chinese or Japanese guys. The other thing is I really think that all the energy channels that they use for acupuncture, those people over there in Asia and China, Japan and all those places, those people have been inbred and isolated for so many thousands of years that every one of those energy channels is totally mappable because they're an identical of each other. You understand where I'm coming from with that? When you start mixing nationalities in and out, I think those energy channels become somewhat changed. And I don't think it's quite as effective for us as it is for those people. Unless you have someone that is so good that they know how to make that adjustment. Anybody else experience that way? But yeah. No, absolutely correct. Anything that acupuncture can do, acupressure can do.
Acupuncture actually goes through the nerve.
Yeah. And acupressure uses the nerve at the same point, but with pressure. And so, I mean, it's about a toss-up. I don't know that... I don't know if any of you are familiar with trigger point therapy along with that. It's pretty interesting also. I had quite an extensive study of trigger point therapy, but some of those things are awesome. They can do things. Okay, anything quickly that I need? I know I need to work on your arm. Or you want me to do that tomorrow? Okay. Come here. Let's work on your back. Let's work on your back. Let's make your back happy. I'm sorry. Let's lay you face down. Let's lay you face down. Yeah, on the table here. And I'm actually going to use several different techniques on her. Yeah, here we go. Hang on just a second. Let me put some paper towels down there for your face. There we go. Is that okay there? Okay. She has lower back pain. So I could use some pressure points on her feet, and they would tell me exactly which vertebrae was out. Yeah. Shall I do that right quick? Okay. If we go right in here, she's got lower back pain. Just tell me which one's really sore. Huh? That one? A little bit? Worse? That one sore? Yeah. That's her sacrum, by the way. Let's get down here. There's L1, 2, 3, 4, 5, ouch, and the sacrum, okay? Okay, are you sore there? A little? That's in her tailbone. So what that says is it's her sacrum and L5. So right there is her sacrum. Right there is the top of the sacrum. L5, right, ooh, good. Lots of tension in there, lots of tight spots. Do a lot of lifting? But you've got really some compression things going on in there. We spend our whole lives compressing our spines, don't we? All the time we're standing up, we're compressing. Whew. So did they tell you that you had a disc that was giving you fits?
No.
Wow. They just said what?
All I did was the bottom.
Okay. Your bottom one's getting a little compressed. So I'll massage that to get those muscles to loosen up a bit. Now I'm going to use some pressure points right across your hip, right across in here. Going to be kind of sore on some of them. See, I'm just using one finger to press on those. No, it really doesn't. And oftentimes with some of the, I work on a lot of guys that are, they're heavy lifters and everything like that, and those muscles are so hard. I'll actually use my knuckle like this and press in this way because it's so hard to get in there. That was pretty sore, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll go on this side. Okay, now this is a really good self-help thing here. If you would go right on the side of your leg, right on the outside of your leg, and it's right where you would actually take your hands and put them down at your sides and just fold your fingers right straight in. Be right there. And hers is going to be about right here, and it's probably going to be really tender. Pretty sore?
Yeah.
Sorry about that. And press those spots in there, and that will relieve that tension right in there. You can do that for yourself. Gonna be a little sore on this side. You can be standing up. The only thing I will tell you standing up is you're still compressing on your spine, you know. So it's always nice to be able to do something to relieve that compression part of it. Okay. Now I'm going to stretch her right straight down, and we're going to decompress that spine. Here we go. Right straight down. And watch real close, right there where her blouse is dipped in, right there. Watch real close when I move this. Okay, did you see that move? And there it went. What I actually did was move the top part of that fifth lumbar vertebrae and then the bottom half. So it was tipped, so I brought it back in alignment. Now, once in a while when you do that, somebody will have that fifth lumbar vertebrae that wants to sink into the front side. If that would happen, I'll show you how to do that. I was going to be not going to show you, but I thought just in case. And you can feel it. You can just feel that vertebrae has dropped into the front. Okay, let's roll you over on your back. Take all the time you need. Get you here. Let's slide you down just a little, just on account of that headrest down there. You okay there? Okay. What you will actually do, you'll stretch the person the same way you did before, only this time you have to lift their feet up a little bit because you got to take the pressure off of that sacrum. So you actually lift it up a bit and then stretch. I'll probably slide you, Denise. Here we went. You can. You can feel it. Owie, owie, girl. That's not good. How long have you been like that?
A
while. Yeah, way too long. Let's sit you up here. Tell me how that feels when you sit up.
better.
A little better. Yeah. That bottom disc, it's not herniated or anything like that.
No.
It's just compressed. Mm-hmm. You're compressing it a lot. Okay?
Okay.
See what that feels like when you stand down. Can you tell a difference?
Tell a big difference.
Yeah. Yeah. It's... Yeah, yeah.
We did one the last time you were here.
Remember Katie?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Well, she was in tears, but yeah.
Yeah. It's just amazing how all that time of compressing our spine to get that relief, the release off of it, it changes it. I've had people say to me, "What'd you do to me? You disconnected me." You know, because they've been compressed for so long. They don't know what it feels like to not have that pressure there. I have had that happen. Yes. Then it will go away. I usually tell people, don't panic unless it's worse the second day. Yeah. Lots of water. Mm-hmm. It flushes out the lactic acid that's built up in those joints. The other thing that happens is when we do a full foot reflexology session, there's so many things that we've toxins that we've turned loose in your system. They've got to go somewhere. And the last thing you want them to do is to sit in your stomach or kidneys or, you know. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Come here. Yes.
You know,
yeah. Let's lay you face down. Let's release that. Okay, Edna's got quite a situation with that hip that is not been nice to her at all, has it, Edna?
No.
That's on this side, isn't it, if I remember right? Wow. You tightened it all back up, Edna. Had it loosened up a year ago, or this spring, I guess.